Welcome to the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Jessica Coulthard, your host. And each week I chat with amazing entrepreneurs to share what they've done to ignite their business so that you can ignite yours. Hey, it's Jessica, your host. What if I could tell you why you do everything you do? Would you believe me? Well, I think you should, because I have this incredible assessment that I do for my clients. And for all of my listeners, I'm offering it for free. If you want to send me an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com, I will hook you up. I will tell you why you do everything you do. I will tell you what your personal driving force, your North Star, the reason you do everything you do, why you make every decision you make. You're going to look back over your life and you'll be able to connect all sorts of dots that you didn't see before. It will blow your mind, I promise. I've been doing this assessment with my clients for the last 4 years. Wow, you nailed me. And the beautiful part is that it's not just about knowing this. It's about I actually will show you how to use it. I will show you how to use it to fix relationships. I'm also going to show you how to get rid of bad habits. We're going to dial this in so easily that this will be a no-brainer. You're going to be like, wow, why didn't I know this before? Why don't they teach this in schools? I'm going to show you how to change any area of your life by stepping back, taking the emotion out, throwing in a little logic, and you're going to be able to brainstorm ideas that you never even saw before. That is the power of this assessment. So send me an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com and I'll hook you up. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today, I have with me Ashley Mansour. She is a book strategist and a writing coach. And today, she is going to teach us how to monetize our knowledge. So, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jessica. It's great to be here.
I am very excited because this is something that's been kind of in the back of my mind for a while. And I would love to, you know, have you give me a reason to bring it back to the front of my mind. So can you please share with everybody who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yes, I'm Ashley Mansour. I'm founder of a company called LA Writing Coach. And, you know, I really started my business to help people birth their books, bring their books into the world. And it's something that, you know, has been a really organic journey for me. It was born out of my own frustration with creating my first book and really wanting to have success with it, but not having a strategy or kind of a really clear path for what that looked like. So what I find when I work with people is a similar experience. They want books. They know a book is important to them or their business in some way, shape, or form, but they have no idea what the trajectory looks like to get it done, to start and then ensure they can finish it. And then, of course, once they do finish it, it's like, well, what do I do next? How do I actually get this published and leverage it? And if they want a bestseller, how do I do that? So there's a lot of questions and mystery surrounding the book world. And my mission is to help clarify and make it easy for people who want a book to have one.
I love it. You know, that's the thing is it's so nice to have what I call a tour guide, right? Somebody who's been there before, learned all the tricks, knows the culture, knows the, you know, all the ins and the outs and the back roads that'll get you where you want to go. So somebody that's, you know, been on that journey themselves and had to figure it out is always going to be the best teacher.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, so many of us when we're starting out don't want to ask for help. But what I found for myself and for my business is that being able to raise your hand and say, hey, I would love to learn from somebody who's done this successfully and who is where I want to go. That's really a key differentiator. And it's something that I like to encourage a lot of people to do is, you know, ask for help sooner rather than later. Don't wait. Go and get the expert now and bring them into your world.
Yeah. Avoid the struggle, right? Like why not just start at somebody else's end?
Right. Exactly.
Well, so I'm just curious, like, so how did you, like, what made you want to write a book in the first place? Like, what was your journey even to want to share your knowledge with people?
You know, it's been a natural thing for me and I've always been a book lover. I've always been somebody who found myself immersed in books and just really was fascinated from an early age by how books get made, how they come into the world, so the world of publishing. And of course, I was an English major and then went on to do my master's in English. So I really enjoyed that whole side of things and aspired to write books from a really young age. I think I scribbled my first book out when I was about 7 years old on some stationery from a hotel that my mom and I were staying in at the time. And it, you know, the impulse has stayed with me ever since to tell stories and to share knowledge and help other people do the same thing was a really natural progression to that experience.
I love it. You know, it's like, I love it when somebody is passionate about something from that young and that they're able to take that and develop it over time. I'm jealous of that because it took me like 45 years to figure out who I was and what I want to do. So I always love to hear those stories of like people who were just naturally inclined to be this person in the world. So I was just looking through your website. And so you do both, you do fiction and nonfiction, correct?
I do. Yeah. I'm one of these really kind of, I call myself a weird book coach in that way, because I do cover both sides of the spectrum. And most people these days, they tend to lean one way or the other. They really are all about fiction and the craft of writing, or alternatively, they focus on the entrepreneur and, you know, the strategies and tactics related to monetizing your knowledge and using the book as an asset to grow your business. So it's really interesting. I do cover both. And I think that's because my writing has also covered both sides of the spectrum there. So I really do what I enjoy. And so if I'm able to help fiction writers as well, then that's definitely part of my mission. So, and this year I want to help 100 people become first-time authors. It's a lofty goal, but I think I can definitely do it, especially by talking to people like yourself, Jessica.
Yeah, absolutely. I am excited, actually honored to be able to be part of that journey for you and be able to provide a bit more of an audience for you. That's amazing. I love it when, you know, it's not about, I want to make $1 million. It's not about, it's like, I want to help 100 people. I love it when people have those kind of mission kind of goals. So yeah, now I'm even that much more excited to be able to share with you. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, it's interesting. So I've heard a few different sort of takes on why to write a book. So as a business owner, because that's, you know, today, I think that's where we'll focus more on that entrepreneurial, the reason why entrepreneurs should have a book. But I've heard a few different takes. So I had this one person that I was listening to for a while, and he talks about having a book almost as a business card.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so funny. I just had this conversation with somebody the other day and they said, you know, for my, you know, $3.70 I spend on my author copies for my book, that's a really expensive business card. And what I said to him was, you know, it really is a different type of tool than a business card. You know, most people, you probably are very likely to lose or misplace or even throw away a business card. But the difference with a book is nobody really throws away books, or if they do, it's because they've read them and they're either passing them on or they're just so old and, you know, unnecessary at that point. But people don't really throw away or lose books. They tend to keep them around. So there's something permanent and lasting about the book that's really powerful. And I think that, you know, for me, looking at it as a business asset, a business tool that you can leverage, it's very different than, say, a business card, which has that kind of, shall we say, transitory effect, like it can get lost, it can get thrown away, basically. So yeah, I love that. But I do think it's something you can leverage in your business in like millions of different ways. It really just depends on who you are, and what you're trying to do in the world, the impact you want to have.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things about books is people not only keep them forever, they display them.
They do. They absolutely
right?
do.
Yeah. So like anybody that comes over to your house is now able to see those books that people have. And it almost gives a little bit of an insight into who that person is, like what kind of books they have on display. So I think that's really cool too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, if you are an expert or someone doing any kind of thought leadership, or consulting services where you're positioning yourself as an authority in a particular field, there really isn't another tool that works in the way that a book works, you know, building credibility, building authority, And allowing you to really position yourself as that expert in the mind of your reader, who then can become your ideal client through a matter of persuasion, right? The persuasion you're able to do over the course of their experience reading your book. So it's a really unique tool. And I think there's a reason books are still around even in this digital era. I really believe that we as humans feel connection to the printed word. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, I hope not, because I sure love them. And I'm such a paper and pen and notebook. And like, I need to feel things. I'm very that tactile. I need to feel it in my hands. And there's something magical that just happens when you hold something in your hand, and then the information comes in that way, I find. So let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, like you were saying, is it creates that off that authority and that credibility for people. Like if you were to look for most people that are on stages and speaking on a big platform, they all have books.
That's right. It really is a fundamental asset. And I always say the fastest way to become that leading expert, either on the stage or someone positioned to, be the expert to work with the ideal clients, and to set yourself apart from the rest of your competition, it's really to have that business asset, that book that can add to your value, that can showcase what you know, your knowledge and experience. So having the book, being the person who literally wrote the book on a specific topic, there's nothing more influential and powerful than that.
Yeah. And what I like about it too, is though from a, the person buying or the audience, let's just say, of somebody that they're just newly getting familiar with, right? So let's just say like you and I, we're just meeting and you're sharing with me, you know, what it is that you do. And you say, oh, I have a book here. You can buy it on Amazon or, you know, go to my website and you pick it up. It's such a really, I call it like a small barrier to entry, right? Like it's a really great way for somebody to get a better feel for you, like really quickly. They can download it on their phone. They can get it, you know, any way they want. And it's like a really quick way for them to get that much more information and create that know, like, and trust before they go and say, buy your signature program or enroll in your mastermind. And, you know, it almost solidifies that what you have told them is true and that they're going to get value from you. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I think, as you say, it's a low barrier to entry, but it's also a perceived high value item, especially if you're creating a quality book, a book that is useful, that really solves what your reader is looking for. It deals with their challenges. It deals with the obstacles they're facing, and it gets them to where they want to go just that little bit further. So when it is that type of quality book, absolutely, it's perceived as a really high value item. And then this is where you get people just very organically sharing, hey, have you read so-and-so's book? Or have you looked at the book by this expert or this speaker? And that word of mouth is also really valuable, but underestimated, I think, by a lot of people. When you read a good book, you share it. That's just the natural kind of thing that we do as humans. It has a lot of reach and a lot of impact.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this is not something that I had ever really considered as a business opportunity or a money-making opportunity, but this is what you teach, is you actually teach people that they can take the power of writing a book and sharing their knowledge and actually take it and make it a part of your business model on a fairly high level.
Absolutely. It really is just breaking down that business model and recognizing that in the expert industry, experts have books. They start out with the book. They make it really easy to access their books, whether it's like a free plus shipping type situation, whether they're just giving them away. I've seen experts do that, and they pay for shipping. Regardless of how you get the book, it's the first step into their world. It's the first step on the value ladder, if we're talking in kind of sales and sales language, right? It's the first step on the value ladder. And then where you take that ideal client or that reader from that point, it really is limitless. So if you think about people that you've bought books from, what are the next steps that you take with them? You might listen to a podcast like this, for example, or you might watch one of their free trainings and from there purchase one of their courses or programs. So it's like a really low barrier to entry to a ton of experiences and knowledge that you can access from that person. So yeah, there's absolutely a functional reason why experts tend to have books, and it's because they work. They're highly, highly effective Unfortunately, most people just don't believe that they can have a book. Either they feel that it will be too difficult to write one, it will take too long, it might, you know, take time away from the business they're building. And so in that situation, really what I try and do is show them that writing a book does not have to take forever, be a really long and difficult exercise. You know, it doesn't have to be the result of blood, sweat, and tears. It actually can feel fun and easy and joyous and really, really rewarding. So that's really what I teach, and my methodology is there to support.
Yeah. So let's go from that point of view where like, it's going to take me so long. And it's like you say, it's going to take away from, you know, my time with my clients or building these other things that I perceive as more money making or more, you know, inflow into my business. So how do you work with people then to show them that, you know, it's not that hard?
That's a great question. Yeah, there really is one simple thing that people tend to focus on, which is the core of all the challenges we face when we're going to write a book. Things like procrastination and writer's block and just kind of the starting and stopping mode where you can never really gather momentum. Or, you know, for example, when someone kind of just quits halfway and they have this half finished manuscript sitting there, all those things can really be overcome by focusing on strategy instead of craft. And so this is kind of core to what I teach, is that when we think about writing and culturally, when we think about creating something like a book, our minds very quickly go into the craft of writing, how good you are as a writer, your writing skill level, your proficiency, your ability, your creativity, your knowledge. It goes into all that kind of craft mode thinking, as I call it. And unfortunately, while it's good, of course, you have to have the craft on some level, you have to be able to write. If you only focus on the craft, it really never gets you to your end goal. So that's why, for example, you can see people that are just stuck in craft mode, developing, 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 but never actually moving forward and getting their book completed. And so what you need to do that is a really solid strategy. You need to understand how to master three simple things, which I teach. Mastery of time, of course, being able to schedule the book writing when you have those chunks of time, and, you know, not having it bleed into and take 24/7 hours, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then, the second one is accountability, being able to actually show up to the work and have a consistency there in your writing habit. And then the third piece is just like really understanding the writing process as a whole so that it can work for you. And you're not kind of self-sabotaging, which is what most people tend to do when they focus only on the craft and not a strategy that gets them to that end result. So I really do focus on the strategy, because really the definition of the word strategy implies an outcome. It implies the end result. And that's what we want to move to with a book.
So what would you say on average it would take somebody like myself, you know, I'm a coach and I want to get my message out. How long would you say that I would need to dedicate to that process, do you think, on average?
That is a fabulous question. I love it so much, because what we start to see when people go through the first 2 weeks of my program, they are blown away by how fast they can actually get their books done. So what we tend to see is, for a self-development nonfiction book, kind of in that self-help, self-development space, that genre, it tends to take about 40 to 60 hours, somewhere in there, depending on how fast they can write. And again, we measure that too. We have a tool to actually measure how fast that they are able to write. But between 40 and 60 hours is the average that I see. And so if you think about that as just one working week at the low end and maybe a week and a half at the top end, it really isn't that much time that you actually need to complete a really quality full length book.
Okay, you just kind of blew my mind. So you clearly have a really good strategy. Like, yeah, I've talked to other authors and they're like, oh, it was like 6 months to a year of my life.
Yeah, that's what we see so much of the time. And it's because they don't have a good strategy, a good tool to really measure the project size and then understand what it's actually going to take in terms of working hours. So it doesn't add up to a predictable project length. So people really do get lost in that sphere of kind of, it can take 6 months, it can take a year, but it's because there's no strategy underpinning that process. So they're going back to the beginning, they're rewriting chapters when they shouldn't be, they're editing their work when they shouldn't be. And it's a lot of that kind of push and pull, that tension that's created in that process is what takes the time. The actual writing of the book in a structured way with a strategy like the TAP method, you're looking at 40 to 60 hours. That's really the average.
Wow. Okay. So you just mentioned your TAP method. So would you mind sharing a little bit more of that? Because it's like I'm saying, you have my attention right now, big time.
Sure. Yeah. So the TAP method is something I built after I wrote my first book. And it's something that really pulls together what I believe are the three essential things that people need to master to move out of the craft mode of thinking and into a solid strategy. So the three things, TAP stands for mastery of time, mastery of accountability, and mastery of process. So the time is the first piece, because as soon as you do what we've just done here and get your head around the fact that it's not going to take you 6 months, it's actually going to take you 50 hours, let's say, or 60 hours to write your book, things become a lot less overwhelming. The anxiety level goes down, and suddenly you look at the size and the scope of the project and you go, I can do this. And just that internal recognition of I can do 40 hours or I can do 50 hours, that internal recognition is incredibly powerful, and it creates a kind of momentum that you really don't see elsewhere. And so that pulls into the other elements, which is like, okay, now that you know how long it's going to take and what you actually need to do to master time, what does the structure of the book look like? And how do we utilize the writing process in a beneficial way rather than a way that is self-sabotaging, for example?
Yeah. So I'm guessing that part of what you teach people is you kind of have, like you say, that strategy, but maybe like an outline, right? So you kind of start somewhere, build that up, and then you just build from there. So it's not so overwhelming. You kind of simplify it and then build out.
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of use the analogy that my program is a bit like making a lasagna, if you've ever made one. We put down that base layer, and then we start stacking the ingredients, layering them one on top of the other, until by the time you get to the top, you're really ready to go in the oven. Like you're ready to go. You're fully prepared at that point. Everything is where it needs to be. And by going in the oven, I mean, start writing. Like that's the moment where you have your foundation, you understand who you're writing for, the market, where your particular book sits against the competition. You understand things like how long it's going to take you and what you need to do to show up for that book. So what your writing habit looks like. And then, of course, as you said, rolling into the plans. What is my narrative design? How is this book actually shaped to really impact and move the reader to action? So when we're in that nonfiction space, we want to structure the book in a particular way so that the reader either takes a specific action at the end of it, reaches out to us through our website, downloads a course, whatever that looks like. And that has to be infused into the actual narrative design, which most people don't think about until the book is already written. But what I found is that if you can do it up front, you really have a lot better chance of capturing that reader's attention and selling the book. It really does come down to making the book a commercial and highly valuable item.
Yeah, I love that. The idea of, first of all, considering the intention, like what am I actually trying to achieve with this book, and then backwards engineering, because, you know, too often, even myself, like writing content for, you know, my blog and whatever, is you kind of just get in the moment, you're like, oh, I just want to write all this down and share it with the world. And then it flops and you're like, what went wrong? Because it was for me. It was just, as opposed to flipping it around to like, how can I add value for other people? How can I make sure that, like you say, that they get to the end of it and they've reached their outcome? It's not about my outcome, it's about their outcome. And I love that you go there first. Right? You don't write all this thing out and then try to correct it. You recognize that that's the first step.
Exactly. That's the first step. That really is the first step in understanding the person that you are writing for, that you're wanting to help, and what they need from the book. And then you can really kind of reverse engineer it into, what does that book need to look like, be structured like, in order to serve that person and make it valuable to them? And then, of course, we build that into the plans from day one so that You have that narrative design. You have an outline that actually reflects the goals you have for the book. So it's no good having the goals as an afterthought. If you want your reader to buy your course, or if you want to leverage it for speaking engagements, it's no good kind of plugging those things in as an afterthought. It really is part of the foundation. It's got to be there from the beginning.
Yeah. And I would imagine as the writer, that probably makes it so much easier because now you know what you're trying to accomplish. So, you know, each one of your chapters or modules or however you write it, you're always writing from what's the intention point of view. So that would, I would imagine, just create that own internal accountability.
It really does. It creates internal accountability because now you understand what you're showing up for. You know, you understand, what stories do I need to tell? How am I telling those stories in a way that actually matters and impacts the reader? How am I moving them through my stories? And I think we underestimate a little bit the power of storytelling, but really as a leader, as an expert, as somebody, you know, in that space wanting to help other people, your stories are incredibly valuable. And storytelling itself is a vital skill that I would argue we need now more than ever before, because, you know, the world actually needs help now more than ever before. And it's only through our own stories and experiences that we can really help other people and get them results, get them solutions, and, you know, move them to action. So in understanding how to tell your stories, how to become a master of storytelling, if you like, that skill is timeless and something that we really do need to improve now more than ever before.
I agree 100%. That is why, you know, part of what I do with this podcast is I encourage my guests to tell their story. That's how we start, is because I think that's what connects people. I think that's how I call it the transfer of belief. It's like you can see a little bit of yourself in somebody else, and it gets your attention, and it helps you to see that it's possible for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just to touch on what you're saying, you know, one of the reasons I was drawn to you, Jessica, in this podcast is because you do go into the story. And I want people to know as well that where I began my journey a long time ago was, you know, this foundational moment of waking up one day and realizing that I was not doing the work that I wanted to do. I wasn't helping other people in the way I knew I could. And so much of the work that I do now stems from that moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you can almost, you see what it is that you want to do, and then you can create from there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You can create from that place. Yeah. Really why I help other people is because, and I said this on a Facebook Live not too long ago, the reason I do what I do is because I'm helping myself in the process. I'm solving problems for other people that I've already solved for myself, you know, and that's the beauty of what we get to do as coaches and thought leaders.
Yeah. That's the thing I love is when we get to see that what we are doing, what makes us happy. And then when we get to put that out into the world and share it, that creates that fulfillment for us, right? That's almost, I mean, I'm not going to take away from the money, but it's almost payment in itself, right?
It really is. I had a client reach bestseller status on Amazon yesterday. And it really, every time a client has a win like that, it feels like I'm winning. It feels like my win. So yeah, it's an incredibly fulfilling thing to be able to do.
And I mean, it makes you that much more invested in their success.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. It's a really interesting dynamic, but I think I enjoy it even sometimes more than my own creative projects and my own books.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. So I have a question for you. Do you ever like encourage ghostwriters? Like if somebody came along and said, oh, I'm so not good at this, but you know, I'd really like to have a book, but I don't know how. Is a ghostwriter something that you would ever consider helping somebody with? Or do you just help them learn how to write better?
Yeah, I think a ghostwriter is a great solution for one type of individual, or not type of individual, but somebody who's in this position, somebody who says, I don't want to actually be the one writing the book. I don't have an interest in it. It doesn't matter to me whether I'm doing it or not. If that isn't like an important thing to you and you don't feel called to actually be the one writing those words, then a ghostwriter is a really, really good solution. So I absolutely can help people navigate that side of the process. But what I've tried to design is a methodology that supports the person who knows in their gut, in their soul, that they have something to share and they feel compelled to write their own book, but they just don't know where to start. They are terrified of the blank page. They're coming up against, you know, procrastination and worrying it's not going to be good enough. That person is really who the TAP method is for. And of course, you know, there are many services today that help with the ghostwriting aspect, but it really is for a particular individual, somebody who doesn't have a stake in the actual writing of the book.
No, I get it. So it's more just to have that to add to their resume, basically.
Sure, exactly. If the book for them is about saying I'm an author or just having the title of author, if it's more a vanity piece, then that's definitely the way to go. But if there's somebody who wants to really be responsible for the message and the story that they're telling, and also go through that transformative experience, right, of doing that work themselves and crafting their own story and message into the book, then that's really who it's for. It's a very different experience, whether you do it yourself or whether you have somebody who is architecting and you know, writing the book for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, I would definitely be more that person that would want to go through the process, because I believe so strongly that we grow through everything that we do. And I would love to see who I would be on the other side of that process, right?
Yeah, I love that you say that, because you know, what I see for my authors is exactly that. It's this incredible boost in confidence. It's a boost in their own internal ability, a sense of validation that I've done this thing. You know, I've actually created this work. And that feeds off into other areas of their business and their lives. You just see them kind of flourish in many different aspects, whether it's speaking or landing different clients or just growing their business in new directions. They have more confidence and a feeling of certainty, right? It's sort of that thing where I started this, I can finish it. And then they actually, many of them think, well, I could do it again. I have another book in me, or a third book even, you know, and that's really beautiful to see too, is, you know, the kind of non-author blossom into this amazing professional expert who can not only speak and publish books, but also can communicate their message in a really powerful way to people.
Yeah, I love that. For me, what's sort of coming up is this, you know, like I know that there's so many things that I could speak on, that I could share with, that I teach, that I work with on my clients. And it would be so cool to see that kind of laid out in print form. I think just the process of going through and being able to pull up everything that I know and be able to share it with the world would just be, I don't know, just transformational in itself.
Yeah, I mean, there's no greater feeling than picking up a book and opening it and flipping through the pages and realizing that you are the person behind all of these words. They are yours, and you created this physical, you know, manifestation of everything you stand for in the world. It's an incredible legacy. So for me, those moments where you actually hold your printed book, they are life-changing.
Mm. Oh, you're convincing me. You're doing a very good sales job. I'm getting like the warm and fuzzies just thinking about it. So I'm so excited. You know, and that's the thing, is this podcast is becoming very selfish. It seems that the people that I'm attracting to it are here for me, for my message. So thank you again for coming on and sharing all of this, because I'm listening. I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm getting the message.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's just say that somebody like myself who's listening and getting all those same warm, fuzzy feelings about writing a book now, and it doesn't seem scary anymore. And it actually sounds like this wonderful process of transformation that I'd love to go through. How would they get in touch with you? How would they work with you? How do you, you know, do you work one-on-one? Do you do group coaching? How do you work with your clients to help them through this process?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do group programs throughout the year. I have one coming up in May. So if you're somebody that, likes the group environment, you want to kind of vibe with other people, and that's an experience that you want to have. The group is a great environment because everybody is in the same place. Everybody's a first-time author, and everything is new for everyone. So it's a really nice shared container where everybody is moving in the same direction at the same speed. And it creates a really special energy. So that's a lovely experience for people to have. And I love coaching in the groups, but I also do one-to-ones as well. So I have private clients that just want a very laser-focused trajectory from idea all the way to bestseller. So if that's you and you're somebody that, you're thinking, well, the group sounds nice, but what I really want is someone in my corner to help pull the best book out of me and then guide me through publishing, guide me into the bestseller, then I can do that as well.
Awesome. Okay, so how would they get a hold of you? Is email best or your website, or do you have a specific link? I can drop all of that into the show notes, but what's the
Sure.
best way?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, which is writingcoachla.com. And from there, you can, grab my number one bestseller for free. Just check out a little bit more about me and what I do. And also get in touch with me. You can watch my free training there, which is all about the TAP methodology to see if it resonates with you. So you can absolutely go to writingcoachla.com or send me an email to am@writingcoachla.com.
Wonderful. Okay, I will put all of that in the show notes for everybody so it's nice and easy. Okay, before I let you go, I have to ask all my guests if you could give somebody who is ready to take their business to the next level one piece of advice, what would you suggest?
I love this question. I would suggest raise your hand and ask for help. Find that expert that has achieved what you want to achieve. Go to him or her and get in touch, reach out, bring that expert into your space. Find a way to get help sooner rather than later. Don't wait.
I love it. I think that's, something that, like you were saying earlier, so many of us just we think we can do it all ourselves. Me, I'm currently raising my hand right now. And we can to a certain point, but then, I mean, we only know what we know, right? We can't go beyond what we don't know. And so having that person who can give us that insight, can teach us something new, can guide us even along the path that we didn't even know existed, is a time saver. It's a money saver. It's where I need to go in my business. And I'm sure that a lot of the people listening right now are kind of at that same point where it's like, you know what? She's right. It's time. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because again, it's selfish. I'm hearing the message as well. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you look at any successful person, just know that they too have had help. Nobody does it alone. That is a misconception. People believe that, oh, they did it on their own. They didn't have any, buddy supporting them. Not the case. Everybody who is successful has had help, and we are all in the same boat. We all need an expert to guide us to where we want to go.
Awesome. Thank you, Ashley, so much for coming on. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I personally got a lot out of it. So expect a call from me, because I
Thank
do. I
you, Jessica.
really feel like there is a book inside of me. I haven't quite figured out what that looks like yet, but you know what? I think that's what you're for. So I think I'll be reaching out pretty soon here to discuss with you what that looks like for me. So again, thank you so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jessica. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And that's another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs.